This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
This is Crabman.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I love Crabman.
Crabman is so good.
This guy is really great because I love that they have the courage to make this guy not an asshole.
Right. They just like, so they're inscrutable. They tend to keep to their own. Their language is so difficult that even the most learned scholars will only learn a couple of words. Right.
And they butter and garlic.
They illustrate them as though they're going to be horrible monsters. Like, this feels like, you know, this is like maybe a couple of deviations away from being just another bullywug. Like, yeah. it's just a crab orc. But no, they're just upsetting an alien, but they're kind of just rocking their own deal. They're a little bit xenophobic, but like, I mean, if people tried to cook and eat me, I would be xenophobic too.
Yeah, if anyone is going to do that to me. Hopefully they won't. I love that everything grows back. So their eye stalks grow back, their arms grow back. That's real creepy. Like, there's so many things in here that are meant to make you kind of unnerved until they get to the point where it's just like, they're good guys. Every once in a while, like something like 10% of them have a business claw. Like, they have like one giant claw.
Yeah.
But not everybody has it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Love it. I think the most upsetting thing about this is the detail of how they eat, which may be how actual crabs eat. I don't know. They gather large amounts of sand and then suck all of the organic material out of it. And the way that you know that they're around is you'll find the hardened pellets. So basically, it's
glass.
Like,
they're beach, like blown glass. They're making floats.
Yep.
Like, they're blowing bubbles.
Yeah, you go down to the shop and you buy a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle made out of crabman leavings.
Man, I was at the beach recently.
Yeah,
I went to the coast, and those little crab or those little shell. Turtles they had ones with little individual wireframe glasses and stuff
were
somehow priced at 70 cents.
What?
And I was like, man, has this just not been adjusted for inflation since the last time I saw one of these when I was seven?
That might just be there from before, right?
Like an old like price tag or something.
Yeah,
this is very weird. Like, I was just like, this is cheap touristy shit, but more than 70 cents of craft went into this. Give yourself a little bit of credit.
Yeah, like, I don't, you know, I can't remember the last time that I bought hot glue.
But... yeah, yeah, but even then, like, that costs more than 70 cents. And even just, like, bending the wire to make little glasses, you know, it's adorable and work-intensive.
That must be something that happens at scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they've reached an economy of shell.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
My economy of shell.
Economy, there we go, thank you. Yeah. Another great detail, they only live up to 20 years, so they just get to the point where they change their major and then they're done.
That's it for them. There's no exploring at Crabman U. Yeah. Not a Crabman U. I'm into these guys. I love how it's so this entry is a real roller coaster ride where it's like, okay, they're fucking disgusting. They have eye socks, they regenerate, they're repulsive, they spit out sand blobs. Actually, they're pretty good guys. That's a matriarchy, you know. They're pretty peaceful. Last little bit, they're delicious, and they're rumored to be like, you want to eat these things. Their legs and claws are delectable. Like, what a moral conundrum this whole entry sets up.
it's one very specific adventure where it's like, hey, maybe things that don't look like you or, you know, just you shouldn't kill them. Actually, food.
I would love, like, to play a D&D campaign that allowed for that as, like, a resolution. Like, where it could actually be a conflict where it's like, man, this thing tastes really good.
So good.
Like, the way you'd have to do that, because the player will always just be like, my character just doesn't eat. Like, it's really hard to tempt your characters with stuff that is non-mechanical. The way you would do it is you would, like, bring pizza and be like, listen, every time you have a piece of this pizza, your character is eating Crab Man. So, like, if you want this pizza, if you don't want your character to do this thing, you have to deny yourself pizza in real life. Otherwise, your character is cracking open a crab man.
Well, it's like the Crudlers from Futurama, where they where they don't know that it's the young of the Omicronians.
Yes. Yep. Or they're like the snails in Uzumaki. Something like that. Like, there's just some people are just like, I'm gonna eat this sentient being.
Like, it's like something out of like just desperation.
Yeah, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I love
you, my friend. They're getting cracked open.
I also like how they specifically say don't kill them for armor because their chitin gets brittle.
They have to make them really useless, so it's only for food.
It's only for food.
Like if you could use every part of the crab man, then you could make an argument, but it's mm-hmm. just for like the worst yeah. gluttons.
So you fall down into a deep dark pit where only crab men live. You yes. learn one or two of their words, butter and garlic. Yes. You kill them and you eat
every
them.
Every time you say it, they kind of shrug and then pour themselves in the substance.
Yeah. It's how they bathe. It's like, yeah. it's like their version of dandruff shampoo. It keeps yeah. them from flaking.
Yeah. And keeps their flesh flaky.
Yeah. And you can't use their shells to like build a way out. You just have to live down there and eat your crab people now.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's how you become one.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. You think you're fine, but then your eyes start bulging.
Yeah. Yeah. You just get yeah. a little like, oh man, my psoriasis is flaring up. Nope. Too late. Nope. By that point, you're yeah. done.
It's too late. Once you eat crab, you become crab. That's how the old saying goes. Yeah. I like how they make really beautiful art. And they can't differentiate the difference between like steel, platinum, and silver. So you can like fool them. Like there's this implied, like it is just this whole thing is like a trap. This whole entry, because it's just like they're good guys, but if you want, you can trick them and you can eat them. You know, this whole thing is like an alignment test for the reader.
Well, it's like, oh, the detail that sticks out to you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's not even that they're just good guys. They're just neutral. They're of no harm to anybody. It's not like they're going around, like, killing evil characters.
Well, here's the thing, though, right? Like, if let's say you lived in, like, a seaside town, and then a small village of crabmen popped up, you would get everyone to exterminate these things.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how much the monster manual said they were neutral. Like, I can't live in the same town with a settlement of crabmen. Like, that would be too scary to see their, like, hulking shapes move around in the darkness at night, you know, laying clutches of eggs and... in shallow pools.
Gary, I think that our opinion of these guys is skewed by the fact that we're seeing one in the illustration from below.
That's true.
If we saw him from the top.
Like a MySpace angle?
Probably good. Yeah, if he gave us a crab MySpace angle, yeah. then it'd be fine. But this is another market for our...
Crab Girl 94.
For our giant beetle, sleeping bags.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, crab man sleeping shells.
New markets. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.